We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni.
Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
You still tuned in to the Weekend Afternoons with Fezile Manzini standing in for Sibo Pilson. I'm not alone in studio right now. I have two beautiful women, but I'm going to be having a conversation with one. It's Movers and Shakers. We are speaking to Teresha Nhlengetwa, the brilliant mind behind the success of Noble Tea Pearl PR and Communications. And one thing I love is it's a fellow woman in communications. I feel inspired. It's a girl thing. How are you, love?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm well. Thanks, and yourself?
No, I'm good. I can see good. I know. You are indeed a woman in PR because we run around. We always try to go manage at Sine Yongindo. You're not used to being a guest.
No, I'm not used to.
Relax. This time, allow me to do the running around. I can see Shem. I can see Guti. You want to make sure everything is okay.
Yes. And I always tell the people that I work with that we always have to be on time. We always, like, there's a procedure that we need to adhere to, and yes, we need to.
No, I can see Shem. I can see that because look, you're not late, but hey, you are looking for something that needs to be ready because everything is fine and you look gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you so much.
So, paint a picture of Trisha growing up. Where's home? Who do you live with? And what's your favorite thing to do?
Okay, Trisha is a young girl from born in Witbank, but grew up in Nelspruit, and I relocated back to Witbank, and then I only came back to Nelspruit this December. I only relocated back. So, yes, I've been trying to get the business up and running this side. And, yes, I love entertainment. I've always been in the entertainment industry, in different industries in
within the entertainment industry,
but yes, that's my passion.
I can see. I saw when you arrived because I wanted this one is passionate. If ungabona muntu achamuka gijima, what is this person is passionate about what they are doing. They don't want anything to go wrong. Now, what ignited the fire that's led to your media career?
I entered the media industry after matric, and fortunately enough, after matric, I got a job at a club. So I was within the entertainment industry. I saw what was going on. And as much as the parents would ask you to pursue something else, something that's outside of what happens in clubs, what happens in the entertainment, they don't even take it seriously.
They don't take it as a career.
Yes. And I did that for only a year. And after that, I was sure that I need to go study PR. Like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So what does a day at work look like? And how has artist management been like for you? More especially because you do say you have just recently relocated to Nelspruit.
And from the minute I wake up, it's calls. We're calling event promoters, we're on social media. I literally work on my in front of my computer. Like, from the minute I wake up,
I get a sense that you are just always working because from the minute I wake up, your phone, it doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what the hour is, you are just always on the clock.
If I can tell you that my day starts at 7 and it ends at 3 a.m. every day.
Thank you. I hope Bay is listening. I hope my Bay is listening because we always tell people, Tine, I'm going to knock off time in this industry.
You don't.
Because sometimes it could be someone that you've been trying to get a hold of. If ato vumboga tholakale ngesikhatles odd, kusho ukuthi sekuyasetshenwa ngalesikhatles. So it's a meeting. We're making sure that whatever needs to be sealed is sealed. Siyavumelana. So there's no such thing as we are on holiday. It's a weekend. Not in the entertainment industry. Now,
I hope you're listening.
Yes,
I hope you're listening.
Who are in the entertainment industry. We hope you are listening. We hope you are listening. Yes.
And even the working hours, being at being away from home.
Yes, being away from home.
At three, you come back at three and you're a woman, they'd be no.
It doesn't make sense. Really, Bosebenda. And the minute you mentioned the colleagues that you probably were with,
Gubenendotsa.
So yeah. Siyabonga, sis Trisha. Coming from someone else who is not me.
And friends.
Yes, you have really vindicated a lot of us in the industry.
I'm glad.
What do you aim to achieve and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I would love to have a media a media company that employs young people and that also is able to transform the industry because it's always transforming and there's always space for new ideas. So that's my goal, just to be relevant at all times and also inspire young people.
No, that is really beautiful. And if there is young people who are listening who feel gutsi, you know what? I do also want to venture into this industry. I feel gutsi, you need to follow Trisha. You need to make sure with Trisha Weyamati to help you in whatever ways that she can. Because I feel sometimes, njengoba ushilo, we don't see this as a business because we believe gutsi we are having fun.
Yes.
But the reality is the entertainment industry is a business, a legit business that needs to be taken with that level of seriousness. Mundo angacabang guti, I know I can just go on social media and become famous. No. Having a following is not you leading a business, but understanding a lot of things that require someone, Jengawis's Trisha, about, PR and a lot of other things that are involved in building a brand and selling a brand. That's what a lot of young people probably need right now.
Yes, but I also think that there are people that wing it and then they succeed, but then it doesn't stop there. That's when they need to put in the work. That's when they need to be relevant. That's when they need to start researching about the industry that they are in.
And also to know the laws involved, because I think people assume the entertainment industry is not regulated. It is very much regulated.
Yes.
That is why people end up getting in trouble and losing gigs and things because of posting Tindo that they don't understand. Actually, you having done that is a crime. You've committed a crime. So it's really, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the work that you're going to do with young people. I feel, Gutsi, it is high time that a lot of young people in the entertainment industry do not just come in and get exploited, because that's what happens, but they come in understanding, this is a business.
Yes. I think when they come in and not take it serious, I think that's when they get exploited the most. Because
true.
So the more you learn about the industry that you're in, the better. Baninge bakhalayo ngama contracts bangawafuni that they wanna get out of and they can't. It's because of that. They did not research, they did not put in the work.
True. No, it's been wonderful having a conversation with you. Hey, we can go on and on and on and on. So please do enjoy the rest of your day. But above everything else, all the best, Han.
No, thank you so much.
All the best on your endeavors. Keep shining, because we need that. We need women that are making things happen. And if you're a woman and you're listening, I hope you're inspired.
No, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you, Han.